I would like to discuss today a beautiful vort that I heard around 5 years ago from the Rosh Yeshiva of Tells Riverdale. I'll give the context of how we heard the vort in order, because I think the message that he gave was specifically in context to us. I think it is a beautiful vort and applies to everyone. So 5 years ago, I was in the YU undergrad program. And in this undergrad program, they had during between the two semesters, they had what's called yeshivas bein ha-semestrim, that a person could take a break instead of going wherever he has to go. If a person had to be around or in town for whatever reason, they gave us the ability to learn Torah and also have different trips and nice things to do. And it was a beautiful program and it was wonderful. And one of the things we did is that we went to Tells in Riverdale, yeshiva I wasn't even know existed until I went to that visit. And we were zoche to hear a shir from the Rosh Yeshiva of Tells there, Shlita, Rav Ozban Shlita. And it was such a beautiful vort. Every year that we get to Parshas Nitzavim, I like to tell it over. And he discusses the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim. He spoke about, first of all, Atem Nitzavim Yom Kulchem, which the Zohar writes is Rosh Hashanah. So very chamor time that we're discussing that all of Klal Yisrael is coming together. But Moshe Rabbeinu is warning Klal Yisrael. And he says that you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to see in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Parshas Chavtes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says the Pasuk is going to say, "Pin yesh bachem ish o isha al mishpacha ushiv l'asher levavo pone hayom im Hashem." There's someone who doesn't have a whole heart towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's he going to do? Elokeinu lalechas la'avodas elokei agoyim ahem. Pin yesh bachem shoresh porei rosh la'ana. You have someone who is someone who wants to avoid doing the mitzvos, and what's he going to do? Vayamba shama as dibre ala hazos. So he hears everything that I warned you about. He hears all the curses. He hears the words of the Torah, and he says visparich bilvavo. He himself is going to say in his heart. He's going to ignore the words of the Torah. He's going to say shalom yeli lemor shalom yeli ki b'shurus libi elech. He says, "You guys do, you Orthodox Jews do. You do. We do. We do. It's okay. I'm not religious. So just accept me for who I am." So it says the pasuk lima'an sefos. So what's going to happen to such a person? The pasuk tells us that there's going to be adding watered upon the thirsty. So it's a very weird lashon. Lemantzvos harava es harava es hatzmeya, that the watered is going to be on in the thirsty. What is this a reference to? So Rashi fills us in a little bit. Rashi tells us that the thirsty is a reference to someone who is the watered of the thirsty is referring to someone who is shogig. The watered is a reference to someone who's shogig, that you're unintentionally doing a sin. You haven't done it on purpose, because a person who's drinking, usually drinking in reference to wine or beer, alcoholic beverages, when you drink a lot, you become intoxicated, and then you do a nevera. So that's usually a reference to shogig. That's a reference to the person who is watered is a reference to shogig. However, thirsty, the fact that you're thirsty is hatzmeya, is the thirsty is a reference to mezid. It's like your thirst, your quench to do an avera is a reference to something who just has a yetzer hara, just gives in, and he's doing it on purpose. So says Rashi, what is such a punishment? What is the Torah telling you? So Rashi says, "Lefisha osif lo paranus al masha asa," that I'm going to add on another punishment, another terrible thing to this person. Hine arhina b'shogeg vayitim aver aleim. He used to do it by accident, and I would be over on this. However, that now that he's doing it on purpose, not only am I going to punish him for what he had done on purpose, but I'm going to punish him even for what he had done by accident. So it says the Rosh Yeshiva tells Rav Ozban Shlita, he asked a question. He said, "What in the world is this? That okay, I get it. The guy now became a Rasha. So he's doing all these averes b'mezid. But why is Hashem going to punish him for all the averes that he did b'shogeg? All the averes that he had done by accident. That he had said that he didn't do it on purpose. So Hashem should punish him greatly for all the averes doing b'mezid. But why what he did by accident? What in the world does that have to do with the fact that he's now doing averes b'mezid? So it doesn't seem to be fair." So he said very beautifully, he says, "No." What's the explanation of Rashi? He said the explanation of Rashi is the following, is that when a person now does all these averas b'mezid, he's doing all this on purpose. He's violating all these averas. So what does it show? It shows that when he really was doing things by accident, when he was doing things that he claimed were with shogig, things that he was unintentional, didn't, were above and beyond his, he could have passed whatever reason that he had to do this avera, it wasn't at all by accident. He didn't care about the Torah. He didn't care about anything, and therefore I'm going to punish him even for mezid. So Rav Ozban compared that to learning Torah. He said the same thing could be said about someone who's learning Torah. Learning Torah is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. It's one of the most important mitzvahs we have in the whole Torah, probably Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. The most important thing is a person should learn Torah. But he says, we get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets that a person has to work for a parnasa. He made it. That was the curse of Adam HaRishon, that a person in Mesilas Yesharim's Lashon was, it can't be that a person gets out of that curse, right? That we have to Ovid HaSadama. However, the Pasuk in Bereishis tells us that Adam Rishon has to work. However, Rav Osman says, Hashem's not going to ask you what you did from 9 to 5 or whatever your hours are, even if they're earlier from 8 to 8 or whatever your hours are at your workplace. Hashem's going to ask you, says Rav Osman very strongly, what did you do on Sunday? What did you do on Sunday? That's your question. Now, says Rav Osman, if a person takes the time on Sunday, when he has a whole free day, and he works his hardest to learn, to spend the time wisely, to do mitzvahs, to be with his family, and do only productive things in Avodas Hashem, so then Mamela, it shows that the whole week he really was onus, that he really could not learn at all, because he was busy doing a mitzvah parnasa, providing for his children and his family. However, says Rav Osman, a person wastes his whole day on Sunday, then that's showing you that Hashem, it's showing Hashem. It's showing Hashem that you didn't care the whole week to do Avodas Hashem. You didn't want to do any of that. And if you had the chance, you would have wasted that time also. And says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is amazing now. Because I see your whole week, what exactly you were really intending to do. And he said very beautifully that when he was giving us chizuk, because we were in between the YU semesters, everyone goes vacation and could have done everything. He's saying that you guys are learning Torah now. You're showing Hashem that even the time you're working in our college, it's also going to be viewed as a mitzvah that you weren't able to learn. And that can be said, I think, of everyone. That this very beautifully is really a message for all of us, is that especially now with everything that's going on, and we have a lot of people are much more busy at their homes, they're not able to learn as much as they can, they don't have as much free time as they had before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows that. He gave us that situation. Every Nisayon is for us to work about and try our best. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't going to ask us what we did all the time that we had to work. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask us, is the time I gave you free, whether it was a half hour a day, whether it was an hour a day, whether it was 5 minutes, what did you do with that time? And if we spend that time doing the best that we can by learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, then Hashem is going to view it as the whole day you learned Torah. What an amazing opportunity. A person could say now, I learned 12 hours a day. Really, is that true? Yeah. If you learn 10 minutes of the time that Hashem gave you, that whole day that you had extra free, you learn that 10 minutes, it's the 12 hours that you were busy, Hashem's going to view that as a mitzvah. But also we should note the contrary also, Chas v'Shalom. If a person wastes that half hour that Hashem gave him, it says, use it the whole day, you wasted your entire day. So I think it's a very beautiful vort, strong, it struck with me very much. And every year I try to say it over because I was so impressed by this vort. So I hope, Mirtz Hashem, we take this message of spending our time wisely, doing the most that we can in Mirtz Hashem. And b'schus that, we'll be zochet to have a wonderful k'siva v'chasima tova. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.